Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So we're talking about two Pinot Noirs from California, which are quite different and really interesting. So our assignment was to buy wine inspired by winter, since the day that we bought these, it was about 20-some degrees out. I'm inspired in the wintertime to drink Pinot Noir because of its own climate, you know, which is wintry, and the continental climate of Burgundy is not the most pleasant, you know. I think in Bordeaux, you have much more pleasant and reliable climate, and in Burgundy, anything can happen. So I was inspired to get a couple of California Pinot Noirs.
And it's funny, too, because both of these Pinot Noirs come from areas where there can be a lot of fog, a lot of influence from the Pacific, which is notoriously chilly. So we're meeting winter with winter.
Our first bottle was the 2014 Votre Santé, or To Your Health, which is a toast, California Pinot Noir. This was the Cuvée de Patron from the Coppola Vineyard, as in Francis Ford Coppola, the famous director of such amazing films as The Godfather. I have to say, this was a perfectly nice Pinot Noir. I would drop the cannoli for it, you know.
The first thing, when I put my nose in the glass, I smelled bacon. And then I came up with candied bacon, which is kind of weird. It's lovely. It's definitely California Pinot Noir. And by that, I mean that it's definitely more fruit forward, less of the mushroom and the earthy quality that you get from Burgundian Pinot Noir. But it is so nice. It's not heavy. It's not over the top. It had a little bit of candied cherry as well. And that nice smokiness. I think you told me this was about $12?
Yeah.
I think it's lovely for the price.
I was very pleased with this as well, but I was even more pleased with the Deloach Vineyards 2015 Pinot Noir from beautiful California. Now, we had reviewed a Deloach Chardonnay, which we both really liked, and I thought, well, first, it's got a fleur-de-lis on the bottle, so it reminds me of Quebec, but second, and Florence, love both of those places, but second, I was very happy with that Chardonnay, and I thought, why don't we try their Pinot Noir, because these are both Burgundian varietals, and I thought this was remarkable. Super smooth, enough tannin to carry the day, a beautiful garnet color. Both of these did. Mm-hmm. A reasonable price. I'm going to explore Deloach Vineyards because they seem to be making wine that we enjoy.
And also at a very reasonable price. Mm-hmm. This was around the same price as the previous wine.
Yes, correct.
I loved the elegance of this. I got a little bit of the briar and the cranberry that you can sometimes get in Pinot Noir. And really, each of these is a very nice, if different, expression of California Pinot Noir. So if you tend to like things that are a little more fruit forward, California Cabs, California Merlots, and Zinfandels, knowing that this varietal is lighter than any of those, I would go with the Votre Santé. If you like a more Burgundian style, something that's maybe a little more elegant, slightly leaner, but still full of fruit, I would go with the Deloach, and both would make me very happy at my table.
I think so, too. And it used to be the case that bargain basement Pinot Noir was a problem, and it seems that that is no longer a problem.
Well, at least in these two bottles.
At least in the... I'm optimistic. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.